You are the only participant in the conference. Rahubat.
Rahubat.
How's it going?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good. Okay. I wasn't supposed to say that. I'm supposed to say Ake, Afia, and Pat.
Once I knew the answer, but I'm well.
That is, how are you in Nuwapi?
Okay.
So you're supposed to respond. We have to practice with one another.
We really do.
So I'll have to give you my number, and we can do that because I don't want to give it on the line, but we'll have to do that. Or we could just, you could just text it. Not text it, but email. I'm Farasa at AOL.
Can you spell it, please?
It's F as in Frank, A as in Apple, R as in Robert, A as in Apple, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, A as in Apple, at AOL.
Yes, I will. I mean, I'll send you email.
Okay, okay, that sounds good. And then we can communicate, and then we can set up a time, and we can, you know, invite Anukis, and we can talk back and forth so we can get it down. Because if I'm not using it, I'm not that, you know, likely to remember it if I'm not using it. Right. You're breaking up, or I don't know if I'm breaking up.
Well, I was saying, is it hot where you're at?
Oh, yes. Yes, here in Texas, it's hot.
My son's there.
Oh, he is. What part?
Dallas.
Okay, yes. That's me. So how long has he been here?
He's lived there for over 10 years, 10 years now.
Okay. Wow.
I went to visit him once, and I absolutely love it. Dallas is a beautiful place. So is Fort Worth and the surrounding areas.
It is. It really is. It's like its own country.
The only thing I didn't like is, I mean, Texas is so big, like some of those streets, is some of those highways at night, and just, you're in a horror movie.
Exactly.
They don't run so long.
Exactly. But that's the thing. I know I lived in Atlanta for about 10 years, and they are limited on their streets, you know, so their traffic is just like crazy. Because they don't have a lot of major thoroughfares. I don't know if they didn't realize it was going to grow as fast as it did, but they don't have a lot of major roads.
Well, I tell you, they've redone 75. I mean, you know, you can get the traffic, the time frame is a little bit better. It hasn't been as bad since they've changed that, but I mean, the traffic is still off the chain. It's not as bad, though.
Okay. Yeah, I know 75. I lived in Chattanooga for a couple of years.
Okay.
Yeah, I was working for SunTrust out of Atlanta, and they had an opening, and I was like, well, let me see what this is about. And I went up there for, it was like right, maybe not quite 2 years, like a year and a couple of months, and I was like, nah, I better go back. I better go back. It was different.
Yeah, because I used to bank with SunTrust.
Oh, dare you. There weren't a whole lot of black people there when I worked. I was like,
no,
that's not
a good fit
for me.
Yeah, I had a bad breakup with them, so I said, because they time. And I, you know, and I'm like, how you're going to try to charge me $35 for something that you guys did? And I personally have went into the bank downtown, and I was like, no, you're not going to make me pay this $35 for what y'all did.
Yeah, that's the one I was working in. I was in the investment department, or I guess it's, well, yeah, it's investment. So it was like up on the second or whatever, but it was, I was like the only black there, and it, and the only reason I stayed the year is because I'd already signed a lease. So I couldn't get out of the lease without just giving them money and walking away, and I said I wasn't going to do that. So
I got you. Cause it's still, I feel you. Because this place is, it's a big city, but it's still very country.
Because that location, whatever that main street is, right down from the aquarium or whatever, it has the little tree-lined streets and everything. It's like you're stepping back in time.
You're talking about
downtown.
MLK?
The main branch downtown.
Oh, you're talking about the main street down near Market Street.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Rahubat.
Rahubat.
Oh, this is Kebab from London.
So how are things there?
Not too bad. You know,
is it hot or is it muggy?
It's just overcast, a bit cloudy.
Okay. What time is it there?
It's 2 a.m., just coming up to 2 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, wow.
So we're like in front of this. Nevertheless, still here. There's no language class tonight, no?
We thought there would be, but I guess Har is a little running a little late, so hopefully he's going to get it. We can get a couple of words.
Okay. Sorry, so if I disturb something, you know, please, by all means, please continue. Sorry.
No, you're fine. I'm Ankh, and I was just talking with Sister Della, and I'm in Dallas. And you're Tennessee, Della?
Yes, Chattanooga.
Okay. I'm just trying to, I don't know if I put, I don't know faces. I mean, are you still part of the Sabian, the Wapin Nation?
No.
I followed the doctrine for a while and went to a couple of the family days out on the land in Edenton there, but not really intense with it.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm the opposite.
So you were with them in New York?
No, I always hailed from England.
Okay.
But I used to come across for the family days.
Oh, okay.
Etc. Yeah, so we had a very large community here.
So, what is it now?
I mean, the community's still here, Rabat. The community's still here. I mean, it's still thriving. But it's not as large as it was.
Okay.
Obviously, since the incarceration, people have dropped off, done their own things, started their own groups.
Rahubat.
Greetings. Yeah, are we still here?
Okay, yes. I want to make sure.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here. Very interesting. Very interesting development.
Indeed.
I've been seeing the changes over the years from the Nubian Islamic Hebrews or the Ansar Allah into what they call the HTM, Holy Tabernacle Ministries.
Okay.
Then up into I suppose the HTM was the last stop. What's present now? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
My alarm wakes me up. Yeah, so you know, I've seen the various changes of schools.
Exactly. Hopefully, everyone will come and follow the Messiah, and you know, so we can get up out of here.
Well, that's real. That's the truth, but not much people. I say it's a struggle.
I'm sure it'll only be a remnant because out of the whole world, 144,000, that's a small number.
Rahubat.
Rahubat.
Yeah, just listening to what your statements are, and you know, one of the things is, you know, everybody will come when it's time for them to come, and I'm pretty sure that Amon Ray knows that. You know, we just have to keep doing what we do, and that is being, how can I put it, points of light for those that will focus on us when they see us, so that we can direct them to Amon Ray. Because again, you know, like you said, you know, he can't do it by himself.
Well said, brother.
So,
well said.
Yeah, so they will come. That's not even a question. They will come because, you know, as you read in the Holy Tablets, the Purified Pages, it says that, you know, this is not verbatim because I can't remember the exact wording, but he did say that when your assignment is completed. It doesn't say if. It says when it's completed. And it goes from, I think it's from Muhammad to Ahmed to one of the other names that he's given, you know, to show that it has been completed. But, yeah, it will be done. It will be accomplished. Everything will be done. If those that are supposed to come don't come, then we can't be responsible for them. We can only be responsible for us.
Yeah, it's the three memes. I think it's Muhammad in birth, Ahmed in prophecy, and Mahmoud in the end.
There you go. You're correct. Yep, you're correct. So it is a great and terrible day. It's great for us and it's terrible for those that are not a part of this. So, you know, all we have to do is be who we are, you know, transform, listen to the teachings, and go forward.
This is Dr. Lucas. Robert.
Hey, Robert.
What is your name,
Hello?
Brother?
Oh, my name is Hotep Kikimwe. In Atlanta,
where are you
Georgia.
Located? Okay, good.
Atlanta,
good.
Georgia.
All right.
Hey, my brother, I have a question.
Yeah.
What can we do to make sure that we make the journey within? You know, like the disagreeable, agreeable things we shouldn't do, things we should do.
Well, one thing I can say is this, you know, and you know, I'm not a teacher. I'm a student of Amon Ray, just as we all are. But one thing that I can say is, you know, just pay attention to the classes, listen to Amon Ray, you know, get the spiritual packages. Because you know, one thing that I have noticed, you know, they do raise the vibration of frequency, and it will open centers in your brain and within yourself that will help you to get those questions and ask those questions. That's the biggest.
Rahubat.
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 Rahubat. Rebecca, man.
Rahul Pat.
Rahul Pat.
Rahul Pat.
All right,
D.
All right.
Yeah. Is 712 there?
Yes.
I'm in 712.
And 77.
Yeah. I'm in
774.
774.
All right. And 515. Love y'all. 515.
Yeah.
All right. I know anybody got that post right there, got a lot to talk about. Just a minute. I'll be right with you. Thank you. Your first spiritual experience you'd like to share. Later on, me and Henny Hen from way back when are going to share one with y'all, too.
And Rahul Bat.
Rahul Bat, too,
All right. Who got that first visual experience they'd like to share with the rest of us? Got to tell you, I love you all, and I know you know that. Hello? Am I here by myself?
Okay.
I love you more.
Okay, I got an experience.
Okay, God, go ahead. Let me hear it. Let us hear it, please.
All right. This is what's been happening to me lately. Everything that I'm doing ever since I've been in this class, but I had it like 20 years ago, but I didn't recognize I had it. This voice that I have is literally navigating me and telling me how to stand, how to talk. Am I talking too fast? Where to go and what to do?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is there's a voice in my head that's literally navigating me all through this physical plane now. But now I recognize it and I come to terms with it. Because now that I know what it is and you explained to me how it works, but I noticed I had it years ago because everybody years ago would always tell me, you got a good heart. You're a good person. You got a good heart. I've been hearing that for the last 30 years. And
that's
I already knew that
my life.
Because...
But can I tell you kind of...
Yes.
Okay, see what it is. It wasn't 20 years ago. It was 20 years ago that you noticed it. It's been happening all your life.
Right.
That's your higher self talking to you. Now, I don't want to confuse people because every voice you hear is not that voice. Remember.
Right.
It depends on what...
Yes, you're right about that.
See, you got different frequencies out there. And you have different entities transmitting constantly. Now, their station doesn't change. Some of them are multiple stations. But our frequencies do. Say that you're in a relationship or on a job, and somebody, and you're normally, like you said, a nice, easygoing, loving person, like me. But if you have a person that's traumatized or negative or they snap out or do something, then it can drop your vibrations, and then you start hearing voices and acting according to that because you're used to responding to the voice you hear because you're used to it being the right voice. So you have to learn to make a distinction. When you hear a voice, look at your circumstances, your surroundings, and generally it'll be a fair arbiter as to who's speaking, because there are two aspects to our being. There's the negative and the positive. You know, now, an extreme example of that is a woman standing up in the sink cutting up a chicken, right? Somebody standing next to her, and some say, take this knife and stab that bitch. Now, she ain't going to do it, but I'm saying, a fella's driving down the highway in his car. Some say, speed up and run into that bridge. Now, you ain't going to do it, but you got to ask yourself, who is that talking? It's not Jesus.
That's what I'm saying.
So I want to make sure, it's my responsibility to make sure that people don't think every voice they hear is that one. But, I mean, you know that one because it's always right and good. And usually when we hear it, it's because we're about to make a decision or at a fork in the road, and we undecided or we made the wrong decision, and it's telling us, no, don't you. You follow me?
Okay, but why do I think negative about a situation before I even encounter the situation?
Because that oversoul is telling you, okay, remember what I told you all, that it's one thing that you can trust more than anything is your own feelings. Always trust your feelings, but we won't do it.
Right.
You know, every time something happens bad, you know, and they keep telling you, come on, go, you know, and you don't want to go. But then you go anyway, and then something bad happens, and the first thing you holler, something told me not to go, you see?
Right, right.
I knew it. I knew I should have followed my first mind. Huh?
I'm thinking negative about a person that hasn't even done anything wrong to me. And
I understand.
I'll snap out of it.
You can snap out of it if you want to, but if you got a feeling about it, then they bear watching. You got two eyes, you just keep with one open, man. You know what I'm saying? You hear what I'm talking about? Because, listen, you got to understand the devil's power is convincing people he doesn't exist. So that they always act nice, and some of your nicest people are charming. Adrian, for example, is a charming politician, but he's the devil.
Right.
You see what I mean? You always see a charming personality from a devil a lot of times. Sometimes they're snapdragon, but a lot of times they're charming. You know, a pimp can be charming, but he's really a ruthless snake and a low-down dog.
Right.
A gold-digging bitch can be she can be so almost demure like a cat. Yeah, yeah. But she's a cold, hard-hearted Hannah, the Vamp of Savannah. Believe what I tell you. Believe me.
Right.
I'm talking about she'll come to the plant every Friday when it's time for you to get paid, let you sign a check over, jump in a car, tell you I'll see you next Friday in the same place. That's cold-blooded.
Right. Yeah, I had one in my house that had me locked up for 27 days.
Yeah. It can be in children, it can be in children, it can even be in animals and inanimate objects. And the worst thing is when it gets in us, and it can. Always remember the greatest enemy is the inner me. You follow?
Right. Got it.
And sometimes our voice will tell us the wrong thing and we'll interpret it as something good or right. And be wrong is two left shoes.
Right.
You see? You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you have to learn how to scrutinize. So the way you control that is not by controlling which voices you're talking to, but controlling your character, your attitude, and your nature. You have to keep yourself vibrating on a high frequency. Then you'll know you're on the right channel, always receiving the right instructions from the right voice. You see what I mean?
But copy that.
Be leery of the voice that you think is talking right when you're extremely angry or if you're extremely depressed. You follow what I mean? Or if you're jealous or feeling greedy or, you know what I mean, in a high sexual arousal or you know, or you wanting drugs, you feeling for drugs or something. You got a voice that's talking. You see what I mean? When you're in those kind of conditions, you vibrate on the wrong frequency. So that you're tuned in or I'm tuned into the wrong station, right? Are you following me?
Yeah, so far. So good. Go ahead.
So I'm not trying to complicate it. What I'm saying is that the voice you're hearing of God is transmitting always on many stations all the time. And the devil transmits 24/7 too. The main antenna is based, what they say is Saturn, but which is the sixth planet out, six letters in it, and it almost sounds like the word Satan. But it's really from the planet Titan, the moon Titan, but it's really a planet, right?
Right.
That the transmitter is on.
Yes,
and it's such a great distance from the Earth that the receiver is on the dark side of the moon. Then it has another transmitter and an amplifier that amplifies the signal that gets weak traveling between Saturn and the moon. But it broadcasts to the Earth 24/7. And that's straight devils, reptilians, talking to you.
Right.
But you can't hear them, you know, like this is what some of you will notice. Some of you have friends, your woman or your man, your children, relatives, brothers and sisters, et cetera, mothers and fathers that say things to you a lot of times like, somebody talk, can't you hear that? Don't you hear that? And you'd be telling them, I don't hear nothing. You'd be listening as hard as you can. You don't hear nothing. You ever heard of people that hear voices always, they keep saying, can't you hear that? Somebody talk, can you hear that?
Right.
A lot of people hear quiet, but they know what I'm talking about. Believe what I tell you. You hear what I'm saying, brother?
They know about their people.
They might be one of the people themselves. Now, what it is that they're vibrating on a frequency. I had a son like that. And a brother, you know, my son would always be talking about, Daddy, Daddy. Now I know you hear that, man. No, come over here. Just come on. Man, you're telling me for real, you don't hear that, man. You can't, that's plain as you don't hear. I said, son, I don't hear nothing. Nothing of the sort. I don't hear that. But he's
wow.
The same son that used to tell me when he lay in bed, when he not sleep, a lot of times he would see a white man hanging upside down with his hands and feet on the ceiling. With his head down, he would just be staring at him, and he could talk to him, but he wouldn't use his mouth. But with mind to mind, he could show him pictures of black people lynched, you know, hung across railroad ties on fire. And his main energy is that he was beaming hatred, like hate to my son all the time. You follow? But his mommy dearest is a creature from the is a rough buddy. You got it? And don't act like I'm alone. We've had them. We've had men, women, children, brothers and sisters, mamas and dads. We've had people in our life like that. They may not have been as graphic and descriptive, but I'm saying actions speak louder than words. You got people out here, Jeffrey Dahmer, that'll do things that we can't even imagine. That's what I said. You heard me right. I said there are people out here that can do things that we can't even imagine. In our wildest, we can't imagine, like eating people or something. We can't even think that up. And they can not only think it up, but they can do it. So, I mean, it's a lot. There's an extreme, you know, and everything in between, the subplanes or sub-frequencies. It's like a radio or cable that's got 100 channels on it, and whichever one you dial to, that becomes your reality. A radio, when you're playing in the car, it can only play the channel that you're tuned into. You follow what I mean? And so the person in the next car, he's hearing the radio or she's hearing the radio too, but they may be tuned into another channel and they're hearing beautiful love music and this, that, and the other. And you could be with that, nice shot, the bitch killed my baby and going to jail. I'm not going to live to be 21. God damn it. The law, you know, you follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Two radios.
Yeah.
And she's playing, if this world were mine, I'd make you king. You follow what I mean?
Yes, I do, yes.
Same radio.
Okay. It makes sense.
So you, let me say something about the brain for those that, I'll refresh for some and apprise others. The brain is the nearest to an etheric organ that we have in the body. It's a powerful, powerful transmitting receiver. And when I say it as close to etheric as possible, it's almost 100% water, liquid. And it doesn't have any bone in it, any muscle, not even sinew. So that if it's released from the cranial cavity, it just spills out of the head in two halves. Almost like jello. It like, you know, like wet, even more loose than that. Because it's only, and you know, water and electricity, energy is a great conductor of energy. It's a transmitting receiver. And it's almost not physical. It's as close to etheric as you can get in the physical form. But the thing is that we have what you call sha'a in Arabic, or free will, the ability to choose between either agreeable or disagreeable frequencies. So that when you have these thoughts that have substance, you put out a light. It's called an aura, chakra to some, seals to others. Everybody that comes to me, at some point, they'll walk with me or sit with me, and I'll ignite some of their chakras for them. And if I feel that they're growing and moving in the right direction, I'll ignite more. But I'll start with the green light, usually, you know what I mean, which is Malakut. It's the midway point between the three lower and the higher godly gates. Are you following what I'm saying? And so that they can see the green light and patches in the air and in plants and everything around them. So green is what it is to be if you're an angelic being. But if you're a god, it's a blue light. I've even shown them the violet hue, which is the last visible light of the spectrum. You follow what I mean? But what I'm saying is that when you're dealing with those lights, like blue and yellow for total consciousness, or violet, and even the highest end of the spectrum of green, you're going to be dealing with agreeable beings usually. Are you following what I'm saying? Because those colors, or any combination of those colors, attract. See, we're all constantly surrounded by beings, either physically or spiritually or etherically or on any plane, and they're all watching you, brother, sister, and they're not watching your physical form, they're watching your light. And, for example, if you start being afraid or confused, your light can shift from, like, blue or green to, like, amber or even red. And God forbid it's gray or black aura. If you see that, start running because they're thinking about murder. Now, yeah, if you see somebody with a gray or a black aura, you're going to have to kill them. You got to do one or two things now. You got to straighten them out or get in the wind, because you can't compromise with them. They done lost their logic, you see what I mean? And it can be fear or confusion, frustration. It don't always have to be anger. They could just be out their mind. You got it? But they're volatile.
Right, right.
But now any combination of these lights, if they see amber or red or amber and red, what they do is they circulate over the top of your head like a little girl jumping Dutch. And when those color spectrums get just right, they can drop down through your crown molar and possess your body. You follow me?
Yeah, go ahead.
And sometimes, if you get too high on drugs or drunk on alcohol, specters can take on a form. They're a force, and the force plane is right over the physical plane. And like poltergeists, they can knock a few dishes or small things, trip a person down the steps, and enough of them can get enough force if you really are barely standing up because you're so drunk, and people across the street look at you and they say, look at him or her. That's a stumbling drunk. You ever heard that before?
Yeah, yes, I have.
A stumbling block. You see that? And those beings are behind them pushing that man or woman to try to make them fall so they'll cut their skin open and leave an opening so they can go in that way. You follow what I mean?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, even if you with them, they, you all kind of a son of a you know what, and you know, they quick with words like I'll kill you, or you know what I mean, you know somebody, you know what I mean, you follow me? They get like really, like you want to say, what did you do with my friend, and where is he or she at? You see, again, and the first thing they do when they wake up in the morning is they ask you, well, what happened last night? What did I do? What happened? Because it wasn't them. You see? It was a disembodied spirit that was walking the earth and can't ascend, and they're extremely angry because they're spectorial or spiritual, their body, they keep going back to the grave, and it had worms, it's disintegrated, it's no good. So they're on a physical, trapped on a physical plane in a spiritual body, and they can't participate for the lack of a physical form. And this makes them angry, angry, angry. It's hell. You see what I mean? They see their friend, and they walk up and try to talk to them, and their friend walked right through them, you know. And after that starts happening to you quite a bit, you start, you know, a woman go home. She done worked all her life. And a lot of, you know, I'm going to tell you, the hardest thing to convince the dead of is that they're dead. Believe me. It's just like when you are when you're in a dream, you feel the same as you do right now, don't you?
Yeah.
You don't feel so. The hard thing to do is convince them that they're dead. So she goes home, and she may not even pay attention. In fact, she walked through the door because she see a strange car in the driveway. She walk in and straight to the bedroom, and here's some woman in her bed with her man. And don't let her see her nightgown or her children calling that woman mama and her picking up her car keys and her bank book and got on her wedding ring. You know, I mean, certain things that just trip niggas, that people can take a lot, but there's some things that they just can't. You done gave birth to them children and raised them, brought them through all them diapers and pulling the snot out their nose and all, and they running up after all that dirty work and calling her mama. Your man calling her baby in the bed with her, in your bed, on your sheets, in your nightgown. She runs straight to the drawer to get her 38, but her hand goes through the drawer. She can't even grab the pistol. Now, she want to bust a cap in both of them so bad, I don't think you know how bad. You understand? But she can't do nothing. Wow. Now, she gonna say, look, I'm going to count to 10, and whatever this shit is, it better be over by 1. But she can count to 1,000,000. Is it going to be over?
No.
Well, how hot is she getting? Hot enough for one goddamn thought to burn up 50 or 60 acres of wheat. That's the fires of hell that's kindled by the Most High that rises above the hearts. It's a smokeless fire. That shit is hotter than a match or a settling torch. It's hot. You ain't never seen on earth, they say, oh, Eva, she hot now. You know what I'm talking about? She's 38 hot. You see, you understand what I'm talking about? Everybody know heat don't always mean no match.
True.
And in the heat of anger, man, people will, you know, a lot of people that got killed in that heat. You see what I'm talking about? In the heat of the moment, you ever heard that before?
Yeah.
Now, the white man is always like that. He's a tinderbox because he's mad about the curse, mad about the fall, and he blames it on you brothers and sisters because he thinks, or she thinks, they think that if it wasn't for y'all, they'd still be in heaven, which is true, but it's a lie that's why they're not in heaven. They're not in heaven because they disobeyed the Creator when they were commanded to bow down to you. That's why they're in hell. But they do it all the time. Of anger, they kill in anger, you know, because they can't contain themselves. They be beside themselves with anger, like somebody standing next to you. And then when they go to court, they have to protect white people they've made up laws that they call, legally insane or madness or temporary insanity or they have, you know, they have a lot of different legal terminology for it. It was a crime of passion and all, you know. Now, the thing is that she got to kill them both, the man and the woman. She can't just bust a cap in him or her. You understand me? Because that would imply to the jury that she knew the difference. So she wasn't that crazy. You know, she wasn't that mad. A mad person not supposed to know how to make a distinction, you know what I mean, just killing everything in the bed. You understand? But let me tell you the truth about that. When they talk, the devil is making excuses for devils. When they say that woman's in a madhouse or that man is a madman, don't overthink it. Mad is another word for angry. Those people are so angry, they kill people in anger. They're not insane. They're just that goddamn mad to F it. Right? Now, I'll show you what crazy is. Let me give you an example of crazy. You come home and your man or woman is in the middle of an 8-lane highway with cars and trucks screaming by, and they got the dog bowl out there and they eating their own feces, eating shit out that bowl in the middle of a 4-lane highway. You can say that son of a bitch is crazy.
Right.
No, you can say that. They're crazy.
Right.
But if they running around in a white truck and ain't killing nobody but black people, they ain't crazy, they ain't mad.
What?
Yeah, you know, they ain't killing no white people. They killing, just riding around just killing Mexicans or just killing, you know what I'm talking about? Only killing people with a red
right.
rag or a blue rag. Whenever somebody's making decisions about who they go kill, that's not crazy. That's that devil thing right there. You got it? But
all
back
right,
to your voice, I want to tell you in general, that's a beautiful thing, and I'm happy about it. I'm very glad for you. And I have that same voice talk to me and always have. And 99% of the time, I adhere to that voice. You follow me?
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
But every now and then, we override that voice. You know, the same example, you know, when you're a little kid, boy or girl, that voice will tell you, don't you go over there and pull up that old lady's flowers. She's been working all day, and, you know, and the summer take over there and pull up her flowers once you go inside. Don't go over there and pull up that old lady's flowers. Every now and then, some of y'all tripped out. I did, you know, I can't remember when I was a kid, but when I tripped out on different things when I went crazy for a minute, walked on the wild side for a minute. Never too wild, though, goddammit. Not too wild now. Not too crazy. But you know what I mean? I always had my brother Red, he didn't have no stop sense. I mean, none. He would go from zero to 600 in a blink. But anyway, didn't you pull up that old lady's flowers and everybody walked right to ground? What's the matter with you, little boy, little girl, because you got that And you just look up and say, you know, something told me not to do that. Something told me not to do that. But you don't remember that. But you used to say that something told me not to do that. And old folks told you, child, you should have followed your first mind. We have to learn to return to the world of the first mind. That's just like in time. You have a tick and a tock on the clock. Are you following me, brother? And the tick is the physical world, which is an illusory world. But the tock is the counter-etheric world, or the spiritual realm of angelic beings that lies directly adjacent to this one. It's the first. So, and they know the first is there. Again, the best example is when you eat dinner and you ask for seconds. In order to ask for seconds, what have you already had?
First.
Exactly. So they know that. You can't, so how are you going to start a clock with 60 seconds and 60 minutes? Where's the first at? In other words, they talk about the tick. They talk about the tick like the tock don't exist. You mean time, a clock going tick, 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 but the tock, ain't no time passing on the tock. It's going tick, tock, tick, tock, right? So before you woke up and before the Messiah got back, they were so clever, they done tipped around some kind of way, your grandmama's house, the time Max can't take a lick and keep taking. Then they got all the ticking tops out of every clock and watch. Am I right or wrong? Is that slick or what?
You're right.
They all quiet. No more ticking and talking because they think y'all going to wake up, and I'm going to tell you this right here. Now, Darryl Brown is here on the phone tonight. James Brown, his father. They used to call him Soul Brother Number What, Darryl?
Number one.
They used to call him Soul Brother Number One. He didn't learn music at Juilliard, you know, like the white people. So he would start on the one. Are you following? And he wasn't hitting people in the physical. He was hitting them right in the soul, in the spirit. Do you hear what I'm saying?
And that song.
And I don't care who you are. Say it again.
That song was Papa Got a Brand New Bag. Okay. That changed the whole thing of the music to R&B, funk, and soul.
He changed the music. Papa Got a Brand New Bag. And it won. And that, see? Now, the thing is, I don't care who you are. If you listen to James Brown, you couldn't keep your goddamn feet still. You might not have knew it, but it affected you. It was hitting you right in the soul. Yes, it would.
Right.
Because it was hitting you on the one. Yeah. And this world is built on the two. Yes. On the second.
Just figure that out. Yeah.
They done took, that's right. They took the one off the clock and called it a talk. But the same thing in music. Same thing in music. You got a rest and a beat. You know, you got all these beats, and in between every beat, you got a what? A rest. A beat and a rest. A beat and a rest. A tick and a tock. A tick and a tock. So, see, the tock is in tune with the universe, with all, with Mother Nature, with Fau, right? That's why when you used to pass out of something, the nurse would grab your pulse with her finger, and then she'd look at her watch with her other arm, and she would be calibrating her fingers, feeling your pulse with the watch she's looking at to see if it was, if the clock was, if it was ticking along with the clock. You understand what I mean? That's how she knew you had, your pulse was too fast or too slow. You understand?
Yeah.
But y'all started waking up, and time was ending for the devil, so they wanted y'all to forget. Does anybody really know what time it is? They wanted y'all to forget about time, so they got rid of the tick and the tock. And now all the clocks and watches are quiet. Don't y'all love them?
Right.
And now you're talking about, man, time really flies. It sure does. It's flying faster than you think. Because what used to be an hour in 1940 is now less than 20 minutes.
Wow, I told you.
That's crazy, right? Time to sped up. Because, see, in 1943, they had something called the Philadelphia Experiment. I sent a lot of you all that in spiritual packages. And some people thought it wasn't nothing. What is this mess he's sending me? It was everything. And they had a ship called the USS Eldridge. And Montauk Bay, they had a Montauk Naval Base. And you had scientists like Albert Einstein, Al Bielek. You had, you know, the guy that did Nikola Tesla. And you had the top scientists in the world. And they built three generators. And when they would hit them with that high power and they went to humming, that whole ship would be cloaked. It would disappear in front of, you couldn't see it. It was like on Star Trek, a cloaking device. You follow me? And in war, that's a great weapon when you can shoot the enemy, but they can't see you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what happened is the first time they did it, they had men on board, and it disappeared, and they came back. It was fine. But they blew one of the generators, and the Navy had a timeline, right? And so the scientists told them, we cannot replace and build another one, a third generator just like these in that time period. And they said, nigger rig it or whatever they do with the time. With the Navy is demanding that it. That, and so a lot of scientists, Einstein, Nikola Tesla, and they walked off the project. They didn't want to be responsible for the men on board. But some of them, like Al Bielek and them, they stayed. And they rigged up that third generator, and it was just a little bit out of sync with the other two. And the ship, when they got the men on board, they forgot when they took out, it was one sailor missing. And he was at a little chapel with his woman getting married. They was in love. And them officers sent the MPs after him, you know, military law, and snatched him off the altar before they could get married and put him in the MP Jeep and ran him to and forced him on that ship. You know what they didn't take into account? See, love is an emotion, and it's a power, more powerful than anything. It's the most powerful force in existence, more powerful than gravity, magnetism, electricity. Love is powerful. It's more powerful than death. You got two old man and an old woman, they've been together all their life, one passed before the other one. They just be marking time because they can't wait to be with old Fred or Virginia or whatever it is. You know what I'm talking about? And they will come back together. That's why love is stronger than death. But they put him on anyway. And when the ship disappeared, it just started flashing and flicking in and out, in and out, in and out. You know, you could see it, then you couldn't see it. And they started seeing men floating in the air, sailors floating in the air. Some of them was bursting in the flame. And then some of them was getting caught between the deck, you know, in their waist. It would turn solid while it was in between the walls. And they were getting stuck and screaming inside. Can you imagine the ship disappearing and you floating and you inside the deck and then the deck come back solid while you in the middle of it?
Right.
That'll hurt, won't it? That'll hurt. And then Al Bielek and them, they was in the control room. They tried to take an axe and chop the cables, but it wouldn't chop, so they just jumped overboard in Montauk Bay. And when they jumped overboard in the water and they came up on the shore, the Navy brass was standing there waiting for them. Said, gentlemen, we've been waiting for y'all for 40 years. They said, 40 years? When they pulled them out and debriefed them at the Pentagon, come to find out from the time they jumped in the water and came up for air, 40 whole damn years had passed. I'm serious about that. They debriefed them, and one of the scientists had a family, so he jumped back in the water and went back to 1940. Al Bielek, he stayed here. But they kept him in the Pentagon, just like Val Thor and Heyroot and Mayroot, and wouldn't let him out because it was 20 years or a certain period had to pass before they would allow him where he could talk, or they'd have to kill him. And he's out here doing lectures right now, but when I send you DVDs by Al Bielek, look at him close. One half of his face is real old. The other side of his face is younger from the Time War. Another thing happened when they created that space-time rip or continuum or vortex. A lot of crafts from other dimensions, extraterrestrials, was flying along, floating along in the automobile, and they got snatched up in the vortex and crashed on the deck in the water. They got extremely angry about that. You know, monkeys playing with stuff they ain't got no business playing. You understand what I'm talking about? And we're snatching them all into this dimension there, and they got razor hot. But when I send y'all things, and before you say, them white people, and I don't want to hear, wait a minute, ask me what it is I done sent you. I'm trying to open up a door for you that's going to show you they were doing some serious stuff. They just closed Montauk up very recently, and it was open since George Washington was there. They got a lighthouse there that they had before, when it was Indian land that George Washington and them built, and it's still out there. But they was doing all kind of experiments out there with high power, you know, like they was doing them generators. They had one of the scientists, Townsend, that they had him wired up, and with so much energy in the room that if he imagined a chair, it would appear in the middle of the air floating, and they could pull it down and sit, and it would sit on it on the floor and use it as a regular chair. But one time he got angry about the kind of experiments they was conducting, and that's when Junior appeared. It was a big black thing, bigger than a gorilla. It was real big. It was a big, ugly thing of anger. And they had all kind of concrete bunkers out there. That thing was so big it would pound and break them big concrete bunkers down and kill everything it saw, everybody it saw. It was on a rampage. And they was all trying to stop Junior. But Al Townsend had got mad and his mind started creating, and your mind is powerful, and everything you think, brother, sister, exists somewhere in the universe. You thought it was a fantasy you was thinking of? I don't care how good or bad that thought was, it exists somewhere because thoughts have substance. When Junior got out of control, everybody was scared to go in there because the high-powered cables were too powerful. So the Navy brass pulled a Savage Colt 45 automatic on a sailor and made him go in there with an axe and chop it loose. And Junior froze right where he stood. And damn it, Junior's still standing in that spot. Man, talk right outside of New York. A lot of people know what I'm talking about. Look it up, the Montauk Project. Somebody look it up right now.
Yeah.
Al Bielek and the Montauk Project. See, and they made movies talking about the Philadelphia Experiment and all that. Al Bielek even went into the future, you know, up into 2030 and 2035 and came back, you know, where they had floating cities, so tall. It's a lot of things I'm trying to introduce to you all and show you. I'm not sending you nothing foolish. If you don't recognize it or understand it, that don't mean it don't mean nothing.
Right.
Yeah, it means a whole lot. And that's what the nurse and that's what the nurse was doing with your wrist, your pulse, and the clock and the watch. Okay, go ahead. What's the question?
Okay, I got a question concerning that Philadelphia experiment. In the book that Malachi wrote called The Soul and the Spirit.
Now you got it. You got it. Now, so
yeah.
I went to see me and Dr. Thompson and a few of us went to see Al Bielek in Atlanta. And he had a lecture. And I had read the book, and Mission Earth, I think it was, too. And I was asking him questions and saying things. And then after the lecture, he came down to the table and was asking me, he said, where'd you get this information from? And we said, from Dr. Malachi in New York. He said, who? He said, I don't know who this man is, but I got to meet him. Because he's writing things that I didn't even tell the United Nations. I didn't tell the military. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And when I brought him out there, Malachi's time was up in 2002. Right on that. Now, be right on everything. Okay. Now, when I brought him to the booth, the colonel was there. So he called him like he always do when I get there, told him Ackman is out here. And he said, well, tell him to come on in. He said, he got this fellow with him, a white man. He called him Al Bielek. He said, oh, no. He can't come in. Tell him I'm sorry, but you can't have us both in the same place at the same time. The government ain't going to like that. Ain't no telling how they'll respond. You follow what I mean? It's just like this. They had Elijah Muhammad, and they was letting him exist from Sandersville, Georgia. They had Martin Luther King, you see. But one day, and they both had a lot of power in their own way. You could say different, but they had a lot of power. But one day they had a meeting, and the white people knew it. I said, you didn't hear me. I said, Elijah Muhammad and Martin Luther King met up in a room to talk for hours. And that's when they killed Martin Luther King. You got it? They wasn't trying to have them niggas get together with that there. Uh-uh. See, Martin scared them already with that million men. When they looked out the window and seen that sea of black, all them black men and women, for as far as you could, I'm talking about, that scared the shit out them hunkies. You got even Malcolm, when you saw the television picture with the fruit of Islam under Elijah, they said, damn it, that's too much power for one nigga. That's too much power. Everything they said, yes, sir. They was more discipline than the white military police. You hear what I'm saying?
Right.
They know y'all Shaka Zulu, nigga. They know that. And they know y'all Amazons, too. They know niggas or something other when they get to going. And Serena, they can't whoop them either. I'm telling you, Mike Tyson, they can't do shit with y'all. So they got to keep you scattered as scattered mobs. You got it? I didn't put it in these niggas' mind that they want to be dragons and reptiles and draconians and all this. I've been warning you about moving Men Carrez and all them, And now come to find out, all of them call themselves the Sons of York. Now they just straight out saying that they, the Nuwabian, National Nuwabian Nation, and that they're serpentine, draconians, and they got emojis with fire burning behind it and all that. I just sent that to some of y'all with attachments on the email showing you at least five books that Malachi wrote where he said him and Anu are draconian reptilians shapeshifting into snakes, and they're going to kill everybody and destroy the whole world. Anu and Malachi. I told you Anu is the head of the reptilians. But I'm going to tell you what the danger is in that. Y'all starting to find out. Let's hope he's wrong. Because he kept saying, y'all can't handle the truth, which was true. He can tell you to your face. Y'all know all you Nuwabians are fallen, you Nuwabians are the fallen angels. And everybody was scared to say, well, you are our leader, Atum. Who are you? Okay. But the point is, he kept saying, y'all can't handle the truth. And by the time you figure it out, it'll be too late. It'll be checkmate. Y'all figuring it out right now if you're paying attention to me. The question is it too late?
No.
You better hope it ain't.
No.
So if I was y'all, I wouldn't be playing with this mission, period, dot, zero, 1 inch at all. Look at the world around you. They lied about that COVID-19. That shit is worse than what they're talking about. It's got more side effects and residual effects than you can name. Stuff it do to your kidneys and liver and your brains and all kind of things. On into the future. It ain't nothing you can get rid of like a head cold. And it's getting worse. It's spiking all over the country. It's out of control, but they don't want to tell you. That's one of the seven final plagues of the Bible that was poured out by the angels. I'm telling you, I'm the one that put that spell out there, that plague out there, because they was messing with me on Facebook and trying to cut y'all off of me. But the devil took and turned it around. Instead of it killing, you know, just black and white devils, he started waiting till all Latinos and blacks come to the hospital, and then Congress passed a law that gave doctors discretion that they could pick out any patients they wanted in incoming to inject with the actual COVID virus and then check the test them for the vaccines. So just imagine how many white people came in, they injected with it, and how many black and brown people they injected with it. You already figuring it out, right? So now they're talking about you got all these black people dying from it, but not white people. That don't make sense. Black people have the most powerful immune systems on the planet. White people are the weak ones. Look here. Right. When that COVID stuff first came out and they were showing you the world globe, it was hardly no color on Africa. It wasn't touching Africans, was it?
No.
Them black niggas was eating that stuff like roaches eat rage. But what they did, it was out so much like a big pink elephant in the room, this stuff bounces off niggas, it bounces off Africans. They had to go over there and start shooting that shit directly into Africa to start spreading it a little bit and lying on the color charts to try to make out it was spread more than it was. You hear me?
Sure. Right.
Now, Henny Hen, from way back when, when I called you, what happened? What were you thinking about? Henry from Cleveland. I know he was here earlier. I don't know what happened. But I know I called him. And he was going off. He was saying, what, huh? I said, yeah, it's me, Hen, because we haven't talked in a long, long time. And he said, man, I was just thinking about you so hard right now. I said, evidently, I was thinking about you, too. That's that nine mind. I just want y'all to know, it's real. The good ones will come together while the weak ones fail. You got it?
Got it.
Yes.
And this question has to do with the soul and the spirit. He said when they ripped a hole in the grid on this planet, he said, Pops, you know, he was one of the books that Malachi wrote. He said that there were beings, when they transitioned, they had to wait in line or something for a next assignment or something. But what happened was when they ripped that hole with that Philadelphia experiment, they came back through that, ripping the hole, and that's why you got a lot of crazy beings.
Yeah, but that hole wasn't in the ground. That hole, that was in the atmosphere. That was a vortex
right.
that opened up. You see what I mean? And that's what I was telling you, had snatched those beings down through that.
Right.
What happens, but let
yes.
me tell you, it's a synchronized hole. That rift opens up exactly every 10 years on the dot. It opened up in 1943, 53, 63, 73, 83. Oh, I was there when it happened. Meeting him at the blue and white, at the junction of the blue and white now. 93, 2003, 2013. That's when I got pictures for people where I was taken up through the ceiling and hit. We were both taken up together. And 2023 is going to be the last time that it opened up. I don't think y'all understand me. It's almost 2021, and people plan. They acting like they world-making, wondering about their future and what they're going to do. It ain't no goddamn future here. There'll be a new heaven and a new earth, for the former things will have what?
It has to wait.
That's right. It's this way or the highway. I'm not, you know, there's no way to the Father except through the Son. It's not my revelation, it's his.
I have a question, man.
Right.
And there's no mandatious threat. I'm just telling you, I'm a plain warner. I'm just telling you. All them other Noah and Lot and Ad and Thamud and Shadid and all that, all those things were just signs. Signs, warnings, up to the coming of the seal of all the prophets, Achmet by name. And then the last time I read to you, another time about them apostles and how them the good people stayed with him, got saved, and those that turned were destroyed. He said, and they had to wait until the clear evidence came to them. They couldn't free themselves from falsehood until the clear evidence came to them. And he said that clear evidence is he, Achmet, was one sent from Elion, Elion, El as an apostle reciting to you the purified pages, not the Quran or the Ratib, but the holy tablets, all in caps and underlined. Who don't believe me? See, the holy tablets came out in 1997. So that Achmet is on the phone with you right now. I can show you in the tablets. When I go to chapter 11 of the Holy Tablets, just a minute.
My brother had a question for you. There's a question out there?
I believe he asked to hold on for a moment.
Yeah, I had a question. I was asking about the 2030. He said 2023 was the last pickup. So I want to know what about 2030. Because I believe he said something about 2030 or something like that.
Just mention again question when he comes back. But sometimes you can't hear us when we say questions.
All right, we're going to go to chapter 6 first. I'm going to show you something before chapter 11.
I'm going to ask you my question real quick, please.
No, I love you, because if you ask, it's going to throw us off of what I'm trying to show you.
Okay,
have patience with me. I'm on a certain subject here. Okay, we're looking at seeing you. Okay. We want to go to Nir and Sufanim about Michael in chapter 6. Okay, chapter 6. Family for Utna Christian. Okay. Now, we're going to go to chapter 6, tablet 4.
The Wanderers.
Tablet 4, verse 188. Let me know when you all are there. Chapter 6, tablet 4, verse 188. It's important.
There.
All right. I need to hear somebody else that's there. And people that's hanging up, they can't handle the truth. I'm sorry, but they ain't going to make it, and I love them all. But if you turn away right now, and it's not good news for you, I'm going to tell you that now.
I'm there.
Okay. I'm waiting to hear you, Brother Will.
I'm not there. I'm already there.
Okay. All right. Verse 88. And when the 12th generation shall come into being, and altogether will be 1,070 years, there will be born in that generation a righteous man. That's me. That was a long time ago. It's my third time here. And Ilionel, who is Anu, the Almighty Creator, will tell him that he should go out to that mountain where stands the Ark of Utnapishtim, your brother, that is the land called Turkey, and he will find there another Melchizedek. There's a lot of Melchizedeks in different bodies that Michael occupied, who has been living there as a Muslim for 7 years, hiding himself from those people who sacrifice to idols in the name of Tawhid, that means oneness, so that they may not kill him. So Achmed went to save Melchizedek. He will bring him out, so I brought Melchizedek out, and he will be the first priest and king in the city Salem in the style of this Melchizedek, that Melchizedek before the flood, right? The originator of the priest, and they shall call him Al-Kedar. The years will be completed. So, you know, they're talking about I'm going to bring him out of jail, Al-Kedar. The years will be completed up until that time, 3,432 from the beginning and creation of the albino Adam. That was their Adam 6,000 years ago. And from that Melchizedek, the priest will be 12 in number until the great one. They call me Gadula in some places. That is to say, the leader will bring out everything visible and invisible. So that Melchizedek, let's read 193, and from that Melchizedek, the priests will be 12 in number until the great one, the great priest, right? That is to say, the leader will bring out everything visible and invisible. Now, if you go right where you're at, to chapter 6, tablet 4, verse 187, 168, I think. Hold your page. Let me get my bearings. I got so many places. Okay, yeah. You're going to back up a couple of pages to chapter 6 to tablet 4, verse 168. Let me know when you're there.
There. Okay, looking for him now.
It's just a couple of pages back.
Okay.
All right. And afterward, in the last generation, that's right now, there will be another Melchizedek. That's the one y'all call Al-Kedar. He's the first of the 12 elders. Is everybody clear? He's the what of the 12 elders? Which number is he?
The first.
He's the first. I'm the last. Can you hear what I'm saying? And the last will be head of all. He's the first of the 12 elders, but the last will be head of all, a great archpriest. The word and power of Anu, who will perform miracles greater and more glorious than all the previous ones. And number one was certainly one of the previous ones, right?
Yes.
So who's going to be the most powerful, me or Melchizedek? Who's the most powerful?
You are.
It's true. Now that you know that I'm a great archpriest, right, now you go back to what you just read, and then I'll take you to chapter 11, verse 193 again. Let me know when you're there. There's a couple of pages in front. Verse 193. Just a couple of pages in front of what I just read.
I'm there.
Okay.
I'm there.
And from that Melchizedek, the priest, which I'm the archpriest, right, will be 12 in number. Until the great one, you know, the great one is the one he's talking about, that great archpriest, the word and power of a new will form. Miracles and all that, great in all of them, right? And from that priest, and from that Melchizedek, the priest will be 12 in number. Until the great one, that is to say the leader, will bring out everything, visible and invisible. I'm going to reveal everything to y'all. Are you following me? Now, when I say I keep coming back and Melchizedek keep coming back, just go over while we here to verse 213 to 212. You just left 193. Just move up to 212. That's not very far. The next page.
Okay.
Is everybody there?
Yes.
Rain came unto the earth for 150 days, and the earth also did burst asunder, spitting forth much water, and flesh died, not the fish. And Nephistim, or Noah, was in the year 500. He fathered triplets, that is, three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, by Naamah. And 1 year before that, Reah was born to Wahala. Now, Reah and Wahala were both drowned. They disobeyed. And after the deluge, or the flood, right, did Melchizedek come to earth again? See, he keeps coming back. And I do too. We don't die, we depart. And after the deluge, did Melchizedek come to earth again and headed the priesthood to initiate Abraham into the ancient mystic order of Melchizedek. And he didn't die, he departed. Are you following me? Then again he returned for the initiations of Moshe, or Moses, and his brother Aaron. Right? Then again he returned for Yahshua, or Jesus, right? Then again for Ahmed. Is somebody talking with me? Don't do that, please. Then again for Yahshua. Mute your phones, please, everybody. Then again for Yahshua, or Jesus. Then again for Ahmed. That's Ahmed that wrote the Quran, right? Then again he came back for Al-Mahdi. That's Ahmed in Sudan with the Ratib. Are you following me? But Anus, Ilionel sent me back to read the Holy Tablets there. Finally, in the last day he shall incarnate to seal up the lives and reveal all the facts. Now I'm revealing them all to you right now. Now who is this leader they're talking about? Go to chapter 11, tablet 30. Chapter 11, tablet 30. Let's find out who is this leader that's going to reveal all the facts, visible and not invisible, to everybody in the last days. You just only wish people would hold on and just listen for a minute, you know, but I love them. I love them so much, but they just can't. They're out of control.
I'm there, brother.
Chapter 30.
All right. The glorification of Michael, right? Are you there, Brother Will?
Yeah, I'm here.
Chapter 11, tablet 30. The glorification of Michael.
Yeah.
Lo, O Zachar, cursed be him, Helal, in the very hour the Anunnaki returned to the throne. For when this hour of creation had ended, that's right now, the Anunnaki ascended the throne, and the arch-Anunnaki went and stood beside him. I'm the great arch-priest. And in a crescent, inner crescent in front of the throne. That's like this ring. Seven in number. Michael, son of Ikin, Damkin, Gabriel, son of Raphael, Zamorah, Raphael, son of Waquipiel, Fikral, Israel, Anu, Id, Uviel, Uriel, son of Azariel, Raphikiel, and the seven Anunnaki. Those are angels. Not me. I'm not an angel. I'm a god. Michael sat at the feet of Elionel. Now, I'm one with Elionel. He sits at his feet. Michael sat at the feet of Elionel, and the splendor of his glory fell upon him. Perfection and purity, wisdom and love, the like of which only Elionel has. Elionel said, "In thy name, O Michael, do I now find the session of the kingdom Malachite shall it be, the realm between me and Zachar." In other words, Zachar was on the lower three gates between the gonads or the cervix and the navel and abdominal and the laryngeal or throat and the pineal gland and crown molar. It was the Lord right in the middle of seven chakras. Malachite was the fourth one. The realm between me and Zachar, that's green, not blue. As long as male and female living beings shall bring forth heirs unto me, that is, have babies, this kingdom shall not cease to glorify thee. Now the leader is going to be revealed in number 10. Let the leader, Achmed, son of Ablet, approach the throne. Then you out of time, nigga. Then the end is near. That's right. I done approached the throne.
Yeah. I'm talking about time is up.
I'm trying to make this as clear to y'all as I can so won't nobody have, you know, so everybody will be have an understanding. You got me?
Yeah,
there ain't no time to be planned. It's just not no time to be planned. You understand? There ain't no more left.
Yeah, I'll follow.
You better give your all. If you give it to the world, you're going to go with the world and this is going to hell.
I thought you said,
or you can give it to the creator of the world. Yeah. Be ready to lay your life down for the life giver. And he or she tried to preserve their life, they'll definitely lose it. What time is it, John? Don't let 10:30 sneak up on me.
9:12.
No. Okay, I love you. Okay. All right. Now, who else has a... Henry, you're not here from Cleveland yet? Okay. Well, back. I knew you were. All right. Who has that next question they'd like to ask?
Okay, I had a question.
And we thank you, Brother Will. That was powerful. You opened up a lot of doors for us. You hear me?
Yeah, right. Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. Yes.
Well, I'm saying it's real. You know, that means you thinking. I love people thinking. You know, if they ain't got no questions, that means he ain't thinking.
Right.
I'll do my best.
No, I'm going to question my brother.
Yes, this is Hotep Sekhemwi. I'm in Atlanta.
Yes, I'm glad to hear your voice and vibration.
I'm on. I had a question.
Can you explain the blue light body?
Yes, the blue light body. I'll do better than that. What I'll do for you.
I'm Ray. Excuse me, I'm Ray. There's a brother that had a question before me. Can you answer?
Okay, I love you, but let me answer this real quick because it's going to be short for you. Not, I'm going to do better than that. Rather than explain the blue light to you, after 10:30, I'll show it to you. How about that? All of you.
Okay. Show me.
All right. Now, who had that next question?
All right, this is Tim. I had a question like forever.
Yes.
You said 2023 was the last pickup, or what? You was referring to 2023.
As the last vortex, the last pull. I understand. Stop looking for things to contradict. Listen, the last pickup is going to be 2030, August 12th. I said the last vortex opening in 2023.
Okay, I misunderstood you then. I'm sorry.
All right, I love you. No problem. But look for good things and you'll find them. All right. You know, don't try to look. I'm not going to be caught in no lies because I don't tell them. Okay, next question. That's not why I was sent.
No, I wasn't trying to say that you was lying. I just misunderstood.
No, no, no. I know. Contradictions or whatever. I'm just saying, no. If you were trying to figure out from 23 to 2030 is only 7 years. I understand. I got you. But there's a part in there about us being around to 2040. I'm not trying to get this. See, I'm not trying to answer everything. Some things are better left alone, okay? Okay, son?
Okay.
All right. I'm telling you what you're supposed to know. All right.
Hey, Brother Moon.
Yes.
Okay, quick question.
It don't have to be quick. Take your time.
When a loved one dies, is there anything that we can do to help them have a safe journey on the other side?
To help them? Yes, you can invoke the Most High, and you can invoke your other ancestors. You can invoke your mother's grandmother, or grandfather, or people to look out for, to receive her. And if you in tune with your higher self, like I'm going to work on getting y'all there, for those of you all that can climb or reach that height after 10:30, I'm get you in tune with your spiritual high, and I'm going to help you turn yourself inside out and see your aura and all that while I'm healing a lot of you. I'm going to start a lot of healing again. You know, I'm sorry, but I was on a little hiatus there, but I love y'all. Okay? But they can do a whole lot to help you from there. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Next question.
I have a question.
Okay, sister. That sister came out there first. Yes, sister.
Yes, I want to know, since we're going to the shield, are we going to be like a different type of being? Like, is it going to be like avatars or?
Yes.
Are we going to be like?
Yeah, we're going to be different beings. Yeah. See, when they say Nubian, the word they're trying to speed up, like breakfast is break fast. Nubian is new beings. Now, you're going from electron, proton, neutron grid to a neutron, electron, proton grid. You're turning yourself inside out. So instead of thinking of yourself as a physical being that possesses a spirit, Ankh and Ba, as some a ghostational aspect of yourself, you'll know that you're a spiritual being that's projecting the illusion of a physical body. You'll turn yourself inside out on your perspective of who and what you are. But in the process of that, as the sun heats up like they have right now, this solar dome, a lot of you are going to start growing back your gills. Your skull is going to get a lot larger. Some of you can feel, brothers and sisters can feel a line on the side of the head where a man's part is right now. Just feel on the side of your head and see if you feel like your skull is separating on the side of your head. Mine is. You can feel it because your brain is getting bigger. And you're all going to develop a third eyelid's going to drop down. The color of it will be black because the sun is going to be so bright. It's going to be like sunglasses that built in. See, what I'm trying to tell y'all is what y'all call an extra, don't get shocked, what y'all call an extraterrestrials are actually you in the future. Because there's no time, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all some bad Oscars. Y'all been everything.
Like
y'all been stars and trees and everything. Go ahead.
If someone's going to be green, if someone's going to be blue.
Yeah. Take enough of this gold I'm sending out, and that can happen now. You know, sister, you know, you've been around women, had babies, probably had them yourself, and sometimes you see little boys and girls, they got them blue and green spots on their button back. You remember now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
doctors never told you what, I ain't talking about white babies, I'm talking about black ones, but doctors never said nothing about what that was, right?
Right.
Because they didn't damn know. You want to know what those spot, blue and green spots were?
Yeah.
Y'all from another planet. It's called Riss, an Ilium, 19th galaxy. And there, again, the soil is predominantly platinum and gold. That's what made y'all blue and green. And when you ruptured the ozone layer and the ultraviolet rays ran y'all away, some underground, you migrated to real Sylvia differently and the Mars. That's why they used to call y'all the little green men in Mars. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
And
yeah.
You remember looking at the pyramids and seeing green and blue people on the pyramids?
Yes.
But now when y'all moved to Earth, unlike risk, the predominant element in the soil is iron here, not platinum and gold. You got me?
Yeah, I got you.
And your body is almost 90% water. So when water and iron mix, what happens to the iron?
It rusts.
It rusts, oxidizes. It turns what color?
Brown.
Black.
Copperless.
Brown. That's why y'all brown now instead of blue or green, okay, sister?
Yeah.
But sometimes, even though y'all born brown, you still have the little blue and green spots on you. You got me? That lets you know you're from risk, but that's why I sell the real monatomic gold to y'all with the eight elements to help ignite HAR1, which is a riskian chromosome in your body, to help you transform from a mortal to a god. Got it? I am the golden child. I have gold in my blood, but I can't give it to everybody, so I got to give y'all gold. We got a formula. In other words, it's like going to risk and getting some of the soil and putting it in vials and bringing it back and letting y'all eat it. Babies was always trying to eat dirt because they was looking for what they didn't have, but they didn't know they couldn't. It's not like on risk. You couldn't just eat gold out the ground. You got it? You ever see babies always running the flower pots and things looking for dirt, soil?
Yeah,
they was trying to get gold and platinum. But I got monatomic white powder gold with platinum groups, rhodium, iridium, all osmium, all these different elements from risk. Anti-aging, raise your vibrations up quicker and all that. But it's hard to get. I just tried to finish getting some now before I got in class. And they talking about it's going to take a long, and it don't matter how much money, it ain't about money. You just can't, putting it together, those elements are hard to find. Some of them not even from Earth. You hear me?
Yeah.
So when I give it to y'all for $200, I'm just giving it away, really. But, I would like to give you more even, but, it's just not possible. You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
We couldn't afford it, and if we could, we couldn't even get it because it ain't even there to buy with money. It's not enough. Yeah.
I have another question as well.
All right.
I remember that we was little children, right? I was a little child, but I was, like, tall, but I think when we moved in apartments and stuff, I shrunk.
Okay.
What was the top of that?
You didn't shrink. You just stopped growing. But now you can shrink and grow. It depends on how much extraterrestrial. Because people around me notice that I get shorter and taller all the time. Sometimes I'm almost looking in their eyes, but other times they're looking way up at me, like way up, and I'll be looking down. I get embarrassed. The way I tell is by the kitchen cabinets. I always just go to the cabinets and tell because I don't even know what height I am when I wake up in the morning.
It's 10:23.
I love you. We got a few more moments. Enough for one more question. There was a brother that was trying to hold one. I appreciate your patience. What was your question, brother?
Well, Brother Amon, I came across your a tape you made years back. It was breaking the spell or whatever. And I guess I'm going to form my question in the form of a statement. How could you relate what you call becoming a supreme being or God again? Would it relate to, let's say, a chemical reaction in your body, such as like a DNA? explosion, if you will? And if so, as far as the different dimension goes, will one have to have repeated experiences of that?
Let me answer your question. Let me answer your question. As far as DNA explosion, we're talking about Har 1. And as far as how you can become a god, you already are a god. It's putting your focus on that aspect of your being, right? And as far as being spiritual, you are. Now, whatever you're sitting right now, my question is, are you physical, spiritual, soulful, conscious, or etheric? Which one of those are you, where you're sitting right now?
Is that, I'm all of them in one.
That's correct.
I'm really all spiritual of them.
I know you're really spiritual because somebody look when you close your eyes, it's a spirit eye. But what I'm saying is that when you say I'm in there talking to myself, you really usually refer to the myself as your physical body, and the eye is something that, that you don't really believe is there, right?
That's right.
But the truth is, I have to teach y'all to turn yourself inside out in your perspective of who and what you are, because the things you look at will never change until you change the way that you look at things. You have to realize that you're a spiritual being projecting a physical illusion, okay?
Okay.
Now, I don't know if you heard me, but I answered all your questions really good for you then.
Thank you.
See, what you're striving to become, you already are by nature. But as long as you identify with the physical body, the physical world is your reality, then you're going to remain on the bottom, immortal, vulnerable to disease, death, hell, all that, until you come up and identify with the God or with the author of the story, instead of keep identifying with the character or the characters in it. The character in the story doesn't have any control over what happens on the next page or the next day. Only the author does, because he or she has the pen of Kualamu in their hand. So niggas are running around from planet to, you know, place to place, listen, and from person to person trying to fix their problems. They don't understand. You can't fix no problems from the characters down there. I'm trying to say, shut up, keep still, come on up here. I'm trying to tell you now. You stand still. You're in the right place. Let me bring you up here to the top of the pendulum where it swings from and put the pen in your hand. Then you got control over, you can write your own story any way you want. But they're too busy running back and forth in the earth from people to people and place to place like they're going to find a solution. Don't nobody have control over the creation except the creator of it. You follow me?
Yes, I am.
What time is it? Does anybody really know what time it is?
10:27.
Okay, y'all run outside, please. Please run outside. I was going to go, but I don't have time now to put on clothes and then call in with the cell phone.
Come on, you used to sing. You sing very good.
Yeah, I used to sing with L.J. Reynolds, the lead singer for the Dramatics now. Yeah. Okay, what do y'all see out there?
I'm looking around. I'm on my way out.
What do you have? Okay, I love y'all. And I'm looking for the people that's been staying inside and not saying nothing, like Delonte and Taheem and I'm looking for the ones that ain't talking. John in Rhode Island, you know what I mean?
Hey, the moon is kind of, it's cloudy over here in Georgia. I can't see anything.
Okay, all right.
I understand. Okay, I see a star. I've got one.
Which way you wanted to move in the name of Amun Ray?
Me too, Amun. All right, in the name of Amun Ray, move to the left.
You got to tell us what you see.
Okay, and what happens is it's just blinking in front of me.
No, it's moving.
Okay, it's moving to the left now.
Now, yes. Up and over. Now, move back to, because I'm looking at it, too, through your eyes.
Okay, yes. I see a lot of stars now. I see more and more stars now.
What you want me to do, move them all for you at once?
Yeah, move them all at one time to the right.
I'll move the whole creation to the left for you. I'm going to swing it like a dynamic. All creation, swing to the left.
It's moving back and forth.
No, it's moving
to
the left.
It's moving back and forth.
No, it's moving to the left. Now up and over. Up and over. Now swing back to the right.
Okay, she's moving real slow. It's moving slow.
It's big. It's big, brother. I'm moving everything, even the things you can't see. I'm moving wrists and everything, okay? Now up and over and swing back to the left, all creation.
Moving back left.
Stop.
Okay.
I love you, God. Now all creation, wait a minute. All creation, raise up in the name of Amun-Re.
Okay, it's raising now, but it's blinking off and on, though.
Okay, don't worry about that, it's raising up. Now, I'm going to drop it down faster. All creation, drop down.
That's like it start moving fast, too.
Yeah, I know it is moving fast. You see it going down, right, Will? All right.
I'm looking at it, it's not going down fast. Okay,
you don't want it's not, but you saw it going down, right?
Yes, I did. It's real slow.
Okay,
though.
All right, so
let's
not look for ways to just say negative. Okay, now I'm gonna turn it in a circle in the name of Amun-Re for y'all. Y'all tell me if it's clockwise or counterclockwise. All creation. Amun.
This is
counterclockwise.
Clock.
No,
this is
counterclockwise.
One clock.
It's not counterclockwise.
Hold on.
It is clockwise. He said counterclockwise. It's clockwise.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay. I'm looking at three stars at one time to see this one.
Look at all of them. They're moving.
The more I look up in the sky, the more stars I'm seeing.
Okay, I understand, but while you're talking about that, we're talking about how they're moving.
They're moving. I can't see if it's turning clockwise or not.
Well, they're still moving clockwise.
I got some clouds out here.
They're moving clockwise.
The
I can see them myself.
Yeah. The clouds are interfering with us.
Well, I understand that's about the clouds. Way. Okay, well, wait a minute. Slow down, brother. Let's just let the space be for people that see and want to testify truthfully in the name of the Creator. You know, we don't want to give people the impression that there's doubt because there is none. You see?
There you go. Okay.
If it's clouds, it's clouds. You can't see through the clouds. I'm, you know. Okay. I love you. Now, I love you. You know that. Now, who's the next one? Who sees, especially you new people? Come on. It's a family affair. What do you see? Okay, where do you want it to go? What you going to do with it in the name of Amun-Re?
In the name of Amun-Re, I'd like for it to go to the left. What
do you see it doing? Now
it's
up and over.
It's and moving slowly to the left.
Uh-huh. Well, we don't need slowly. It's either going left or it's not. Now up and over and back to the right.
Yes, it's moving to the right.
Yes, sir.
All right. I love you. Now up and over and back to the left. Stop. Now go up in the name of Amun-Re.
It's going up.
Yeah.
It's going up.
I know. I dropped down.
Oh, look at that.
That's wow. Fast. That was fast. I see it. I'm looking at it. Yeah.
Yes.
I did that for you, Goddess. And I did that for you, Gods.
You.
I love you. Next person.
I'm
on number
two there,
right? Okay, one at a time. Now, where you at? Was there a sister in that?
Georgia.
Okay, what part?
Yes,
okay.
Me.
All right, what do you see?
I see three stars on the left of me.
Okay, then what do you want them to do?
So, the right.
All right.
Now go move, in the name of Ray, move to the right.
They moving to the right. Now up and over. Now move back to the left.
Move back to the left, in the name of Ray, move back to the left. Now drop down.
All right.
This one is too slow. Go back up. Okay. All right.
You like that?
Yeah.
And I'll like it the day you do it for us. We need testimonies from all of y'all. You know that, right? Don't ever get tired of the testimony is going to raise up to 144,000 so I can get y'all out of here. Try to understand that.
I sent in my testimony.
I saw one, Karima.
Yeah.
I saw it. I love you. You don't think, I keep my finger on the pulse of the nation. You know what I mean? Your testimony is already posted. They see it. They see it in the heavens and the earth. I'm talking about, yes, they do. What, you didn't get no email?
Yeah, I got email.
Yeah, well, all y'all got them emails. I don't hear nobody telling me about them reptiles and all that.
Mm.
Everybody scared to talk about them Nawabian reptilians?
No.
Yeah, you saw them then, right? You seen them attachments, and you saw them, the Wabi's talking about these serpents and all that. Serpentine with fire at the end of their name and all that. That don't scare you?
Yeah, it do scare you.
I know it scares me. I know.
Brother Moon,
You got it. Daryl, you got it.
All right, because I really want to see that.
You don't want to see it?
I really want to see it.
Oh, yeah, you got it. And you got attachments from Atum Ray, where he wrote books talking about him and Anu of draconian dragons and all that destroying the world and everybody in it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, they devils, and I mean, and all that, calling them children a lie. People ought to be ashamed of themselves, calling them little boys and girls that just for be protecting them. Y'all ought to be, not y'all, but they ought to be ashamed of themselves. Okay. Anybody else see anything they want moved while I'm moving things with people?
Oh, I'm on. This is my suit in Atlanta. Guys.
Oh, I'm glad. Yeah, I'm glad to hear your voice, man. And what do you see?
I see a star.
Okay, and I'm glad to hear your voice. Is this Moshe?
This is Moshe's brother, Masood.
Okay, did you find C. Moshe?
I got to call him up. I'm not sure where he is right now. I was expecting him, but I'll give him a call.
Yeah, he's real worried about his family or something. He said he got to get his business retire and all that. The school stuff is working. And everything, you know. But he woke up kind of, yeah, find out. Okay, what do you see out there in the sky?
All right, I see an orange-looking sky, orange-looking star.
Uh-huh.
And
well, okay, the star. The star, you see, which way do you want it to move, my suit?
I want it to move to the right.
Okay. In the name of Amun Ra, move to the right, and I'll do it with you.
Yes, sir. In the name of Amun Ra, move to the right. Oh, yeah, it's moving.
Yeah.
Moving and dancing. Oh, man. It's moving and dancing.
Oh, yeah. We doing it together.
It's dancing.
Yeah, now up and over. No, that's you too. That's how I pass energy on the people. Now up and over and move back to the left.
Oh, yeah.
Moving kind of fast, huh?
Wow. It's moving. It's dancing. Like
I know it. It's sugar and booger. It's booting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, back to the right.
Okay, wow.
Now stop. Now raise up in the name of Amun Ra.
Up, down, up, down. Wow. Wow.
Now drop down.
Right. Drop down.
Yeah.
Drop them down.
I'm looking.
Drop it down. Going to the right.
Now, you want it clockwise or counterclockwise?
Let's try counterclockwise.
My moon.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Moving. Oh,
wow.
Right? Wow. I wish somebody else could see this.
Yeah, video it.
Okay. Whoa. That bad boy is dancing. To the left, up.
Yeah, it's getting it, huh?
Right, going to the right, diagonal, coming back down. Left, down.
I'm just playing with you now, yeah.
That's a happy song. Oh, he's going up, down.
I got it moving. I'm playing with you.
Look at that. Wow. Beautiful. Wow. Full counterclockwise.
I'll make it a little brighter for you.
Yep. Wow. You're dancing. Wow.
Yeah. Now what I need, Masood, is for you to hurry up and do that. Where you at in your package?
I just finished 5D All Night. So I four and a half DVDs. Yeah, telekinesis. Oh man.
Yes, that telekinesis, that was crazy, wasn't it?
Man, and yes,
well, wait a minute.
I'm starting to do.
Was that the one that you saw the actual telekinesis on? Because somebody wrote telekinesis on one. It wasn't telekinesis. Telekinesis is object moving. But the one that says telekinesis, that's not telekinesis, is a real good one too.
Okay, because when I finished looking at, like, it said out of body telekinesis, and it had people showing like things they could do as far as moving objects and stuff. So one guy was really
okay. You got the original. Well, you got the real one. You know, like a lady that they put stuff under a glass and she moved it around to make sure there was no wind or nothing and all that.
Yeah.
One woman pulled some stuff and made the glass and stuff fall off the kitchen table and all that. Brought it all the way to the edge. I'm trying to remember, but they were using their mind to move things. That's what John in Rhode Island does. He makes helicopters under jars and all that. People with me doing that stuff. It's real.
I want to do that.
And you will. You will.
Yes,
just keep practicing. No, I'm serious. We all want to do things that guys do. Don't nobody want to be left back here a nigger devil? Don't nobody want that. Yeah. We don't want that. That's not what we want. You see?
That's right.
Yeah, we just sometimes get old boy whispering to us, and we all slip sometimes, but don't nobody... See, we fell, some of us, but we ain't like the white people. We can get up, huh? They fell. And they,
fine.
I fell, and I can't get up. Niggas can get back up. Y'all better get up.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's most true.
Get on up from there. Raise up them bones. Let's go. Yeah.
For sure.
You can see this place is folding up like a lawn chair. These are the last days. This ain't no time to be playing out there in all this mess. It ain't even healthy.
Right.
It's so tight. It's bad. It's getting, the world is getting to be ugly. It's ugly. It was already ugly. Now it's getting old ugly.
Old.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm not playing. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, now, what I'm going to do, go ahead.
Go ahead. That brother just made me think of when I first did that. And my grandson was over here yesterday, and we did that again, you know, when we moved
I love you, John. Y'all did it again. When you said we, what you training?
Yeah,
but let me get this straight. You training your grandson to do it too?
The little one. Yes.
I love
it.
I love that.
He can do it.
That's generational. That's generational, John.
Yeah. He made me smile when he said, I want to do that, you know, because that's the same thing.
Put your mouth on the phone so we can hear
you.
Up in Rhode Island there, man.
Can you hear me now?
No, not too good. I want to hear you. Not clear. Let me hear you.
What about now? You hear me okay?
Yeah, that's better. So how old is he?
Well, he's
how old is he?
6 now.
Oh, man, you got a 6-year-old doing it. See? Masood, he got his grandson doing that there that you see them people do.
That's the first thing he wants to do when he comes over. You know, is go in the room and set it all up and just get it done. You know, it takes some time. It takes about 20 minutes before you see things happen. But once you see things happen and you're channeled into it, then you can make it go faster, and you can, you know, do all kinds of things with.
Yeah, if you don't keep up, I'm going to tell you, if you don't keep up, he'll pass you. You got to watch them, you know, if you don't keep up, he'll pass you. Look, now I'm going to tell you something about, you know, y'all been gods all the time. Let me prove it to you. It's a lot of brothers and sisters used to be in school. I was in school with the slanted desk. And you could take pencils and you could rub your hands together and make them pencils roll farther in your hand without touching. Remember that?
Right, yes.
Yeah.
I do.
That's right. That was it right there. And white teachers would look at you something crazy and stop doing that. They was mad. They knew niggas was God. Yeah. But we had that power in us all the time. They stifle it with the doll tests and mind games. They cast a spell on us and said a nigga ain't shit, and we believed it. We believed it. But I guess when they put that whip on you, right, Crunter, you will call yourself Toby or Maybell or whatever. I guess so. Well, right. I'm serious. Pain is very persuasive. It is.
Yes, for sure.
But that was that dirty devil. That devil is dirty. He's some dirty. Gonna try to reduce God's down, try to make us believe we was animals. Ain't that something? And we built the pyramids.
Right.
We made white people. Everybody know white roaches come from brown roaches. That's a mess. I can't go there. But I'm just glad that his time is up. But I feel sorry for all the black people that's gonna be left behind. Running behind the creation and the devil, you see. I love them too,
right?
But they know not what they do. They don't mean no harm, but they just don't understand. They think they understand, but they don't. You know, it really upsets me because I love them, you know. But you know, I lost a brother and a son, a father. I lost, you know, you can't. People got free will, you see. Yep.
Yeah, it's about bad choices.
I know it. Look, I'm getting ready to do a healing session if you all want it.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
If y'all want a healing session, okay. Now, everybody's got to get inside and get comfortable. You got to lay down with your hands next to your side, your feet about 2 feet apart. No pillow under your head. You got to have your spine straight. The most important thing is you have to have, ambient, weak light. I mean, it's got to be dark, but you got to have like a TV on with a colored sheet over the screen or a kitchen light coming through the blinds or something like that, you know. But a black room with a candle on or something, you know what I mean, with a little bit of light. But the most important thing to be relaxed. Now, wait a minute. I got to get myself together and create this situation for myself, too. Hold on. If you got incense, and I'm going to tell you, everybody that got gold, take your gold right now. Cecil and Meridian, Mississippi, how come you didn't say nothing when the stars, when time to move the stars, Doc? But tell me you're going to be there for this healing anyway, Cecil. Cecil Henderson, talk to me. Man, I sure don't want people to miss this healing. I don't like that. Kim, you there, right? What is that? Is everybody going crazy?
I'll call him.
Yeah, call him.
I'm away. This is his sister, Kim.
And Cecil, you sure you're not
Cecil,
there?
Up here, Ramon.
Oh, you there? Okay, you going to be there for the healing?
Yeah.
All right. Can you call Lorenzo?
Yeah, he's there.
Okay, bless your soul, Lorenzo. I see you putting up them posts like me. By the thousands, I love y'all. Hold on.
Can people hear me better now?
Yes.
All right, thanks. Something's wrong with the mic. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Where was that, Giselle?
I'm back here. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Don't care about
it. Great to hear your vibration.
Tower hat. I know that. How is class?
It's going quite well.
Lovely. The Messiah, where is he?
He is preparing for a healing session right now.
Wow.
As we all are.
Okay.
Okay. Just in time. Yeah, I'm leaving you right.
Go ahead. Sure. Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right, I'm almost there. All right. Masood, are you still here? Atlanta. I don't know why everybody be leaving on the most important part. All right, who all's here?
Rosa.
See, I'm on the way.
All right.
I'm here.
I guess everybody,
I'm here. I'm here.
Yeah.
I guess everybody here is supposed to be here. All right.
I'm here.
I love you there back there, Zaza. I hear you. All right. Okay. Rahul Bad. Good. Rahul Bad. Okay, now everybody mute your phones. Rahul Bad. Mute your phones. Now, the brother wanted to know about the blue light body. First, we're going to show you your spiritual body. But now I need everybody to inhale ah and exhale la. In other words, through your nose you inhale, but you have to use visualization and visualize a crystalline blue and green light healing going into your nostrils. And every cell and atom in your body from your head to your toenail, all the way from head to toe, and perspiring outside your skin. Fill yourself up with healing light. When I say inhale, I mean deep. And then when you exhale, and blow out everything negative. You do it so hard that your chin is on your chest and you can feel the air on your toes. You're going to do it 7 times and you're going to feel kind of floaty, like you're euphoric. Visualize the healing light now. In the name of Amun Ray, inhale the green and blue light, crystalline, through your nose. I'm going to help y'all. Now exhale. Now inhale through your nostrils. Now see the inside of your body lit up with that light. That healing light is all through your being. Now exhale everything negative. Now inhale. Yeah, inhale that blue crystalline healing light. Now exhale. Inhale, everything positive. All the way through your body, it's real. Now blow out everything through your mouth, bad. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale the blue and green light. See the head and the body, everything lit up inside you that's perspiring through your skin. Vibrant, bright. Exhale. One more time. Inhale that healing light. Now, exhale. Everything bad. Now, just relax and let go. Let God. Imagine there's a giant magnet over you and it's pulling any final impurities, negative demons or thoughts or negative energy out of your body. It's the irresistible magnet. It's pulling it out of you. You cleaner than you were the first day you were born. Now, I am of the pure green and blue essence. I am of the essence unto the essence that heals, the purifying essence, the perfect essence, the healing essence, the pure green essence. I accept, I surrender. I submit. Divine love, through me, now dissolve all seeming obstacles. Make my way easy and successful. The force, the purifying force, the perfect force, the healing force, the pure green and blue force. I accept. I surrender. I submit. Omnipotent, O light, you are led by way of the light, and that light is in your light, O light. I am in the light, and the light is in me. All right. Zerun, 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 Ma'atun, 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 Sekhem, 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 Oh, yeah. Now, imagine, use your imagination now. All your thoughts have substance. Imagine standing across the street from the house that you're in now, and you see coming from the sky, straight from you, without intercessors, this beautiful, brilliant, laser-like beam of green and sparkling green and blue light, bigger around than a telephone pole, with laser precision through the roof of your house. It's brilliant, sparkling. You're enthralled, overwhelmed by it, excited. But the higher you look up, the more you realize it doesn't have a beginning. And so curiously, we walk across the street to our dwellings and open the door, and we run through the house frantically searching to see if this light came through the ceiling. And indeed it did, brighter than outside, more sparkling and vibrant and powerful. And it's coming right down through the ceiling and hitting us in the head where we lay right now, and pushing itself down through our head with an irresistible force, magnetic sweeping force that's pulling up every negative thought and everything negative out of its place, and in its wake, pushing it forward through our neck, shoulders, down our arms, and around our fingertips. Back up to our shoulders and back down to our chest. It's pushing everything negative down past the cellular and atomic level. It's pushing it stronger and stronger. It's coming through the top. It's warm and pervasive. You love it, and it loves you. You're beginning to remember it as it goes deeper past your navel, down to your thighs. It's sweeping everything up, and it's all piled in front of that light like a bulldozer, and it's pushing everything negative out of your bottom of your feet, pushing it out hard, and everywhere in its weight, it's nothing but pristine purity, perfect health, and brilliance, sparkling. Now, as the light in the bottom, coming out the bottom of your feet, changes from dingy yellow into bright blue, sparkling, crystal clear, like through the top of your head, cross your feet. Now, we're not going to stop the light from coming into the top of our head. It's going to increase in strength, but it can't get out. Now it's circulating around our body, building up, perspiring through our skin. And it's starting, our body's starting to look like sparklers shooting out sparks of light everywhere. We become human dynamos of health and vibrant, life-giving force from Al-Hayu. I'm pushing it with the kind of force that I use to move the entire creation and more, because I love you all. I'm pushing it with divine love, the healing light, down through all of us. Om Amu. Om Kulu. Om Amu. Now, everybody, with your mind, let's walk out and walk downtown. And it's dim light, but across the street, we see the tallest building we ever saw before in our life. And it's beautiful to behold. Its torrents of sapphire, rubies, and gold. It's beautiful as it shines and sparkles in the daylight with the emeralds. And we look at the platinum doors, and we walk across the street, and I push the swing revolving doors open, and everybody follows me in one by one into this magnificent lobby. Thick piled carpet made out of weaved gold, sprinkled with diamonds, and it smells better than anything we ever smelled before. And our bare feet are just in this thick, beautiful carpet. The walls are glowing green and alternate blue. It's just health emanating from the chandeliers in the ceiling, with incense on an altar from heaven. It's beautiful in there, breathtakingly beautiful. And it feels so good, better than we ever felt before. Then there's an elevator ahead of us, a golden elevator with double doors. And we walk languidly, slowly, because we hate to leave this place. And I press the button. The doors slowly slide open, and I allow you all to walk in this very large elevator one at a time. And then I come in and close the doors. And the carpet is beautiful, like in the lobby, and the walls, though closer, they emanate with a sound. And the light is everywhere. The walls and ceiling and floor lit up with healing essence. As I push the button, we start ascending, slowly at first, but we start picking up speed faster and faster. We go on so fast, some begin to wonder, if there's a top to this building, we must be past the clouds. But still higher we go, higher and higher. We must be in the stars when it gently flutters to a slow stop. When the doors slide open, there's a beautiful brick winding pathway made of onyx, chrysolite, lapis lazuli, and gold, and beautiful plants with fragrances that are so divine we never experienced them before. Wonderfully designed flowers, and the leaves are so big and healthy that they shine like wax in the green sunlight and sparkle. As we walk down this winding cobblestone sidewalk, we hear the laughter of children. And when we break out the outside of the flowers, we see the little boys and girls, their eyes are so lit up and they're in wonderment. They look at us as if surprised as to how we found our way there. But they still love us and are glad we made it. And we look up at this beautiful life-giving sun where the prana or the second healing energy comes from as it radiates down to us and through us. And at this infinite sea of what appears to be divine green or blue water, and the sand is sparkling like precious stones, rubies and gems that have been rounded off instead of sand, and it feels so good and warm between our toes as we walk closer to the water. or what we think is water until we touch it. It has a different feel, but again, it's warm and pervasive, and it has a personality. It's actually a loving light, and it consumes our entire being as we walk deeper and deeper into it. We wade into that water, and after it crosses my nose, I know that we're deep enough. But further down we go, we can't hold our breath any longer. So the first person lets go to breathe, the other one does. And to their surprise, they can breathe better than they could in air, because it's life itself that we're breathing. Down the slope we go, happier than we've ever been before. And we see off in the distance beautiful logs and seashells and rocks scattered about the floor of this ocean of divine essence. And everybody gets their place to sit that they feel comfortable with. And the tropical fish just swim up to us, iridescent, lit up, and so many colors sparkling. And they look at us curiously in the eyes, and then they dart away into school. And we wonder, to where have they gone, when just about that same time, another school of beautiful fish, quite different, appeared. And we feel that same radiance of light on us from them. Now, I beg us all to get up, stand up. Some people are reluctant. Oh, I want to lay here a little longer. It feels so good. But we sit down on the seashells, the logs, and this sea of infinite life force itself, strength, energy, and healing, and purification. It ebbs side to side with a flow that makes the sea plants like seaweeds just flow back and forward hypnotically in front of us, very slowly, with the sea lilies floating above. And schools of these tropical fish come up to us with glowing colors that blink off and on like fireflies of colors we've never seen, beautiful. And they dart away in schools as if one body, only to have another form of fish or school of fish come up in curiosity to check us out as well. All this environment is beautiful, and we get so relaxed. We don't know where this life force ends and our body begins. We blend in, and we become one with life itself, one with strength and energy and vitality itself, one with purity and divine love itself. And we start swaying back and forward, giving in to the motion of the ocean, just like the plants. Yes. We just swing it back and forward. Yes. Yes. Now, we just stop for a moment. And I look at you all because you know what time it is. I'm sorry, but we have to get up. So we all get up very reluctantly, and we turn around, step over our logs and seashells, and we slowly start making the uphill climb with that beautiful, sparkling, crystalline jewel sand through our toes and warm on our feet as the second in healing and life energy caresses our bodies inside and out, down past the cellular level and even beside us, our very souls. As we approach the surface, we can see the green light coming through the lilies of the surface and hear the faint laughter of the little boys and girls in what appears to be jewels for sand. And as we break the water, we're reminded that we can breathe much better under what we call the water. But it's still a heavenly place that we walk on. And the kids, they beam and they radiate and they sparkle and they look at us with so much love, there's no words for it. But we approach the beautiful flowers and the winding path to that elevator. And one by one, we just flow in. And when the doors slide closed, I push the button. And we begin immediately to drop down, slowly at first. Then we accelerate faster, faster, and faster. I was just about to say, it's almost that time. We walk up out of the elevator, into the elevator rather, and as it drops down, it picks up speed faster and faster and faster. It's dropping down so fast, we don't realize it, but our feet are not even on the floor. We're levitating, and some of us have that tickling feeling in the pit of our stomach. And it feels so good. It smells and sounds so wonderful. And we're healthier and more energized. And we feel like we're in newborn bodies again. And we don't feel aged or tired or impure in any way. And then slowly, slowly, it comes to a gentle flutter, to a stop. And one by one, we file out. Languidly, we stroll right through that beautiful heavenly lobby. And through those revolving doors, with the essence of that healing ocean still on us and in us, only to find that divine light still pouring down from the heavens through our heads and out the bottom of our feet. As we radiate, we stand there. Now I ask you all to lift up your hand, your left hand, and look at the back of it. Spread your fingers and move it side to side and back and forth slowly until you can start seeing a little fuzz or radiation around it. Almost like the heat waves off a track, you can barely see it. And as you look longer and longer, you can almost see something like white lines coming down the middle of the back of your fingers. That's your skeletal bones. Remember, there is no body. There is no body. There is no body. We start realizing that. We can see, oh, the veil is beautiful. We can see the veil. And the green light and white light around our hands as well. Oh, it feels so good. We swing back and forward and side to side. We're elated. We're in heaven as we rock back and forward. We look at each other in such amazement and overjoyed because we've reached that state that some call nirvana, or in other words, heaven itself. We're overjoyed. Now look at your hands again. Come forth in a being in peace. I'm going to help you. Don't look directly at your hand or your fingers. Only look at the sides through your peripheral vision. Look at the edges of your fingers and your hand. And you see that light every now and then and that fuzz around it. And your fingers seem to be green. Isn't that beautiful? Look at it. Oh, it's beautiful. I can see that light. Now, take your pointer fingers, like a little boy playing with pistols, and put them together and point them so the tips touch each other. Of each hand, and slowly move them a little bit apart, and then back together. And you see the spiritual light between your fingers. Oh, can't you see it? It's beautiful. Let your fingers touch, and then stretch that light between them.
stretch it. Now ease it back together. And you can see the life force, the energy, your spirit body. Now look at your hands again and notice that light all open down your arms and fingers as it radiates and generates health and divine essence and light, stimulating your body, raising your vibrations. Come forth, inner being, in peace. Now that's the light, the true light, that lights the heart of every man or woman that comes into the world. That's the light that shines in the darkness, but the darkness comprehends it not. Look at your beautiful light. Anybody see that light? Anybody see that fuzz around their finger? All right.
Yes, I can see it. And it's really bright. Really bright.
I love it. I see it too. I do. That's that healing light. That's, brother, turning yourself inside out. And you see it kind of white at first. That's exoplasm. But then it turns greenish and then blue. That's the spirit body and then the soul body. But it looks like a fuzz. Look around the edges of your thumb and fingers. Not at the fingers, but around the outline with your peripheral vision. And you see your spirit body come forth in peace. It always perspires through the skin. Look at that divine light raised up in vibration. I see it too, goddess. I see it, especially on my thumb and arm. I do too. Now, unmute your phones and one at a time, tell us what you experienced this night with this green and blue and white light, this healing essence. One at a time. Tell us what you're experiencing.
This is a nucleus, and when I spread my fingers apart, it was a really, really bright, bright, thick light in between each finger and around the outside of my hand. Then when I put my fingers back together again, then I can see my another light, a spirit light, around the outside of my fingers and thumb, like I'm said, and then he said, put your feet together so that it don't escape your body. Then I could feel something like a sense of cascading sensation type, like go over my whole body. I never saw that before during the session.
Very good. I'm looking at this. I'm amazed. My fingers just disappeared in that light, in a cloud of light. All right, next person. Describe what you experienced.
This is Maroa.
All right, Maroa, what do you see?
I see a bright green light. Like a bright
I see
green
that.
Light.
My fingers are all green, yeah. My whole hand is green light. Yeah.
And it surged energy. I felt the energy through my torso and my circulatory system. And I felt like it was popping through me.
Yes.
And my pinky, when I put my pinky together and pull it apart, I see like sparkles in between it when I pull it apart. I kept saying sparkles. I kind of like... Somebody came in and turned on the light, and I still saw the fuzz around my hand.
I can see it between my fingers real high. All right, I love you. Next person. It is. It's pure life. It's pure health. It's the real you that's projecting the image of a physical body. You're not making your hand a body disappear. You don't have a body. It's called self-realization. you're realizing the truth. You're not a physical being that possesses a spirit. You're a spiritual and soulful being that projects the illusion of a physical body and room. All right, next person, what do you see?
This is Ankh, and I...
Okay, go ahead.
This is Ankh. Go ahead, brother.
I love you for that, sister. Sisu, she said, go ahead.
Okay, this is Sisu. I can see, like, the green hue around my fingers.
That's what I see.
And I start feeling like tingling going through my legs and my hands.
Yeah.
Like a little bright light, stick of light, man, real foggy light.
That's your life force. That's the real you. That's the immortal. See, so that can't get old or sick or cold or shot with a gun. You hear me?
Yeah.
You think that part of you can get old?
No.
It can't. You think you get cold or hot? No. It can't. So when I turn you all inside out into spiritual beings, and then you'll be in a new heaven and a new earth, you make that journey within, and there'll be no more sickness, no more hunger, no more death, no more pain, for the former things will have what?
Passed away.
Now you can see it's real, can't you?
Yes.
That's what my job is. If they would only have patience with me. Next person, what are you experiencing?
This is Ankh.
Not person, but Homo Galactia, Homo Galactia. Yes, go ahead, sister.
I could see the fog around my fingers and then like a light outlining my hand, and then my hand started fading in and out of view.
Aha!
And
that's what mine was doing.
To feel that tingling sensation throughout my body.
Yes, that's in the blood. Now let me ask you, do you think your fingers were disappearing, or what was really happening?
A true me was coming forth.
Right. There is no hand. There are no fingers. That's the illusion. You see?
Sure.
But if you believe in the illusion, then you can get sick, die, get old. All, you follow me? The sister asked about being an animal to jazz. It is a spiritual master that projects the illusion of physicality and creates a creation and drops back down in his or her own creation as a god, remembering that they are the god, the creator, in the creation. And it makes them the leader of men and women. You see, star movers? You see, when you walk through the wall, Ankh, it's not your body that's doing it. You left that on the bed, right?
Right.
And when John goes through the ceiling, he leaves his body. Zakiya, Ankh, Anukis, when you leave your body on a bed, that's not the real you, the one looking at the body.
Exactly. That's correct.
I know it. And she can't get old or nothing.
No.
And I have to bring that all the way forward. I got to bring that all the way forward. Next person. Who else? What do you experience? Homo Galactia. Kim in Florida. Okay, Har in Chicago. Who's speaking, please?
This is Della.
Who is it? Oh, Della, go ahead.
Della, yes.
I got you,
Della. The first time I could see my aura really good around my fingers, and then both of my hands end up disappearing, too, and I'm still vibrating as well.
Aha. Let me ask you a question. Now, you think your hands really disappeared, or what was happening? Are they really disappearing? But they don't.
Yeah.
But see, let me explain to you.
And I can just...
Somebody explain to her, Anukis, what's really happening, if her hand has disappeared, or what's happening.
But you're not, you don't have a hand. It's your spirit.
You don't have a hand, Della.
It's your spirit that you say you don't have a hand.
No, your spirit is creating the illusion. I know what you mean. We know, because that's happened to us.
This aura, though. This aura around my fingers is so awesome.
Yeah, I know. The cloud, that's the real you coming forth in peace. There is no physical body. There is no physical reality. You're a spiritual being, and your time is an immortal. I can see the bones through my fingers looking at my hand from the inside. I can see even the skeleton is lit up. The skeleton is a greenish blue light. Yeah. And you got to know that when that's in your head and arm, your whole body is like that. Healing essence, pure life, life itself. Thank you. We need testimonies from all of y'all about what's taking place. Next person. We need another person to describe what they experienced. Come forth in a being in peace. Come forth in a being in peace. Now let me ask a question. What is the? Go ahead.
I can
go ahead, got it.
Okay, well,
go ahead, brother.
I can tell you what I'm. Okay, I'm telling you right now. My whole essence is like it's fading in and out of.
I love you. You going fast. You going. You've been waiting for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fading in and out of. It's solid, then it gets transparent. Solid.
That's what happened to the USS Eldridge. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Is it going into the spiritual realm and back into the... I know what you mean.
Yeah. I feel lighter, much lighter.
That's what it is.
Lighter.
That's exactly what it is. Right now, you got 1 foot in heaven and one in, in the other place. Now we got to get you all the way into, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
That's right. And then all the people will come back into view. You can see the people and hands and everything, you know what I mean? When everything is vibrating
right.
on that frequency, you see? You follow me?
Right.
Well, when we just vibrating
sure.
on the fourth, on the fifth dimension, but we're the three-dimensional reality, you see what I'm saying? But when you're on the fifth dimension and then you vibrate on the five-dimensional reality, everything comes back into focus, just like here. Except no more aging, no more death, no more, you know what I mean? And your spirit is perfect. Yes. We're handsome and beautiful beings, light beings, beautiful beings, immortal beings, eternal beings with unlimited powers. You think y'all moving stars and universes. Wait till you get all the way home. Look, I'm Brother Amun Re, and I got to work on this life tonight. I love you all so much, but please send in your testimonies about these star moving and these healing experiences. Everybody, don't wait for the next person to do it. And order your package is almost done, Will, too. A couple of you all, Cecil, your package is ready. Everybody's package, your package is ready, Anukis. Everybody's package is ready, and yours is coming. I didn't call every day, but your package is almost ready, Aaron. Everybody's packages are on the way. And please send these donations. We need help right now. John Brown, your package is ready. I love you all. I love you with all my might. I love you all with more than you can imagine. I really love you. And when I say your packages are ready, they already assembled in my mind. A little at a time, I always accumulate the things that I need. All I got to do is put them together and put them in the mail. You got it? Because I think about every one of you every day in your own way. And every time I run across something that belongs to that brother and sister, I put it in their pack. I put it where... In other words, I do all the work in my mind. You got it? I love you all. You hear me? I really love you all. Well, I do. Get these messages and testimonies out to people. Read those testimonies, every bit of them, and find out what those people are doing, and let's and help me to save our brothers and sisters from these wolves and wolves. I love you.
Love you.